Welcome, foolish mortal, to my okay. Whoa. Hold on. Let me get the light set. Blow out some of these candles. Sorry, I didn't realize that there was so much smoke. I think I went a bit overboard. Okay. I think that's better. Okay, right. Would you mind just letting me do that again? Welcome, foolish mortal, to my shop. Here, on All Hallows' Eve, you have stumbled upon a treasure trove of... A treasure trove of... I am so sorry. I promise you, I did really well during the trial run yesterday. My professors gave me high marks. But I guess real-world application is different than a classroom simulation. Do you mind if I just continue on like this? I think the coughing really messed up my voice. Is that okay? Great. So, as I was saying, it's no mistake you have wandered into my shop, mortal. On this All Hallows Eve, when the veil between the living and the dead is at its weakest, magic can work wonders. And you, my friend, have the honor of addressing me, Aya, witch extraordinaire in training. Look, I technically have to add in the in training part, but you should know that I'm only 3 credits away from obtaining my official witch's license, so I'm pretty much a full-fledged witch. Don't expect my price to be cheap. Wait, I am getting ahead of myself. Anyways, check to see what customer... Alright, what brings you in? No, mortal, there are no mistakes. Humans cannot easily find my shop. But on magic nights like this, mortals with certain wishes are able to cross the veil. So, what does your heart desire? I can make it come true. For a price. A love potion? Really? No, I mean, I can't do that. But it's not really exciting. I was hoping for, like, a revenge spell or something fun. Anyways, yes, there are a few options for you. So, I can whip up a spell to make the object of your affection notice you, but be warned that the potion will eventually wear off. If you manage to make them truly love you, you won't notice a difference, but if not, you'll be in for a rude awakening. That will cost about 100 gold coins, or I will also accept any of the following. Bad wings? Dragon scales, precious gems, and a new cauldron. No? Okay, well, you may like this one. You strike me as a classic romantic. See this? This is the same spindle that pricked the Sleeping Beauty's finger. You prick your finger and you won't wake up until your true love finds you. Pretty simple, right? Of course, there is a leeway of just a tiny little century. Not a big deal, right? I mean... Yeah, your whole family will be dead, but hey, true love, right? Not good? Aww. Wait, you are a stubborn one. Okay, why don't you tell me why you have to have this person? That may help me decide on an option. Oh, childhood friends. That's so sweet. Oh no, growing apart, that's terrible. I am so sorry, that's horrible. You want to tell them how you feel, but if you're wrong, it will ruin the relationship for good. I can see why your heart brought you here. Let me see, there's got to be something. Ice apple, poison chilies, bewitching enchantment, blah, blah, blah. Ah! Here! Listen. I can't make you a love spell, but I can give you some liquid courage. No, not booze. I literally mean liquid courage. One step and you'll be able to tell them how you really feel. In cases like these, it's just best to be honest. I loved someone once, but well, they are gone now and I remain. Anyways, here, take this. Before you meet them, drink the vial. Your heart will guide you the rest of the way. No fee. No. No, I really couldn't take one from you. But on your way out, I think my professors will interview you about your experience. I would really appreciate a 5-star rating. Great, thank you. Good luck. Me? Well, maybe. My shop will still be here, and the night is still young. If you should need my help again, you will know where to go. Good luck! Okay, that was just a warm-up. I will make sure to really sell it next time. I've got this.